It's time for Conversations in the Blue Chair, a bi-weekly podcast from the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax, where we talk to renters and experts on trending topics impacting the multifamily industry. Now here are your hosts, Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair. I am Jennifer Carter, and my co-host is Leah Nicole Smith.
Hello.
Welcome. We are the education team here at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax, and today we are talking about responses gone wrong.
Ooh,
is right. We have all seen or read some not-so-good review responses, so we decided today to talk with renters to see if responses even make a difference. Does the response motivate them to rent? And what do responses say about the community's management team? Don't forget, we'll always wrap up with our 5 in 5, which is 5 action items in 5 minutes. So a quick disclaimer about our focus group for this episode. We have made up of current renters between the ages of 18 and 65, with incomes of $45,000 to $150,000 per year. And when a renter agrees to be a member of our focus group, we record their responses to a series of questions, some of which we'll be playing for you today.
Yes. So in this focus group, we had 20 renters, and when we asked them to rate on a scale of 1 to 5 the importance of manager responses, no one rated the importance anything lower than a 3, which is pretty significant. In fact, only 3 renters gave a rating of 3, 11 gave a rating of 4, and 6 renters gave a rating of 5. So the overall average from the group was a 4.2. So we decided to do a deep dive with those renters who gave a rating of 4 in terms of importance. So first up, we're going to hear from Tom. He's 43 and lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We asked Tom why he thinks it's important for management teams to respond to their online reviews, and here's what he had to say about that.
It'd be stupid for them not to. If they start getting hammered for something bad, the whole world's going to know about it, and it will also reflect that they're not responsive to issues brought up by customers. So, like I said, if your company says you're not responsive, you don't care about your customers or potential customers, you're not worth my time. It's that simple. I'm going to go take my money and my business elsewhere. That's pretty basic, business. Yeah, they need to. That's just how the world works today.
He is so right in saying that just how the world works today. Personally speaking, I can't imagine buying anything where reviews don't play a factor.
Right?
Oh, for sure. And if there aren't any responses, I'm kind of skeptical about the company. So maybe thinking, why aren't they engaging with their customers? Or my wheels just kind of start spinning. A perfect example of that skepticism actually came from Toni. She's 28 and lives in Washington, D.C. And we asked her what would be her impression of a management team or a company if they decided not to respond to online reviews. And the feedback she gave us was priceless. So check this out.
It's like I said, I think my impression would be that they just didn't care about what their reputation was, especially it being officially 2020. Everything is really, really digital, and companies not caring what their reputation is online is a little bit alarming to me. The only way that maybe 95% of my apartment searches have only ever been online. It is the easiest way to find something. I can do it while I'm at work. It doesn't require me to aimlessly walk around neighborhoods and just like walk into buildings, not even knowing if the offices are open. So having an online presence is pretty important, and maintaining that I think is very important. My impression might also be that they are an older management company, that maybe they aren't completely digital and don't have the capability or the staff trained to do stuff like just respond to online reviews, which again, to me, would signal something that maybe they don't accept rent online, or maybe they're just not good with maintenance requests, or maybe you need to be like in person all the time. As someone who works a 9-to-5 job, like usually I can't be home to talk or meet in person with the people at the management offices. So my impression would be much lower of that management team or company if they didn't respond to their reviews.
Okay, wow. She said not responding could lead to the perception that the management company is slow to adopt technology. I never considered that, but I can totally see her point.
Yeah, that's definitely a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one, right?
Yeah.
Knowing what our data tells us, responding to reviews actually paints a picture for the reader of a management company's commitment to customer service and how well they treat their residents. So we know that responding is important. That just kind of goes without saying. But just how important are the actual words in that response? Well, we picked a response from a community's page right on apartment ratings and asked our focus group to give us their thoughts. Now, we didn't show them the review. We just showed them the response. And one thing to note, the response was written by a third party hired by the management company, and it's pretty indicative of what we typically see when it comes to responses.
Yes, so here's the response. Thank you for taking the time to leave a review to help us improve our community. Your feedback is important to us as we want our residents to be comfortable and satisfied with their living experience. If you wish to add any more details, please contact the office to discuss any further issues. So Hunter, who is 25 and lives in Freehold, New Jersey, did not hold back with his opinion. So let's listen to this.
I think that response is garbage. It's generic. It's the kind of thing that you would see right away after you leave a review. I think communities could be a little more responsive, a little more, what's the word I'm looking for here? A little more helpful to the people leaving reviews than they might be. Take them seriously. You know, people only leave reviews most of the time when they're angry. And they're angry at something, so it might be worth looking into that something. There's nothing in this response that means much of anything. It's just a generic standard boilerplate response. It directs you to the office to discuss further issues. It's standard. You know, that's all you can really say about it is it's a standard response. It doesn't look like anything helpful at all.
When we went back through our notes from this specific focus group, the top three words used to describe that response were number one, generic. Mm-hmm. Number two, automated.
Yeah, we heard that a lot.
Yeah. And number three, boilerplate. If a response is now seen as a demonstration of customer service, such as using templates or paying companies who are unable to craft thoughtful, pointed, and specific responses, will sabotage your company or community's brand.
So our review response team guarantees custom responses within 24 hours, and companies have the ability to actually review and also edit the responses before they're posted. So if you're considering partnering with a company for your responses, here's the criteria you want to hold them to. Zero templates, oversight, and a 24-hour time frame. So how can responses be better? Well, to answer that, we asked our renters what they thought management companies get wrong when it comes to responding. And Marie, who's 35 and lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, had some really great advice to share.
If you are going to respond to online reviews, then make it personal. Make sure that you are letting those residents, whether they're current or former, know that they matter. If they're former residents, other people are going to be looking at that when deciding whether or not to move into a community. And if all you're doing is giving a stock response, you're not doing anything to your reputation. You need to be personal. What they get wrong is, again, these stock messages, such as the one I just read, are just, I would almost rather them not respond at all than to give some stock response that makes me feel like, well, they don't really care. They're not really invested in their residents and what they think and what they feel. They're only just kind of putting a half effort into what they are doing. And so as far as what they get wrong, I feel like these apartment communities really lack that personal touch when they respond. More often than not, when I am looking at reviews and apartment communities are responding to those reviews, they are stock response messages. Every single one is the exact same. And that might be quick and efficient, but it's lacking that personal touch. It's lacking that sense of they are really taking time to invest in their residents, to understand what their residents want and need, how they truly feel. And so for me, it's that personal connection. That is what they're doing wrong. It's too passive. I feel like what they need to be is active in responding to these reviews, paying attention to what is actually being said, even if it's a positive review. Acknowledge the individual things that are mentioned. There needs to be a personal connection to the residents. And when that is lacking, it is noticeable. I think when it comes to online reviews, if all you are going to do is give a stock message, then don't do it. Just refrain from responding, because you're not letting people know that they actually matter, that their response matters, that how they feel matters. It's just you're doing your duty and going, yeah, okay, I've acknowledged that you wrote something, but I didn't actually pay attention to it.
It's so interesting that Marie would rather see no response than a stock response. But as we heard from Tony earlier, runners could infer all sorts of things when there isn't a response. Like she said, it could mean you are not up to date with the times. I love how Marie said the responses should show that you care and that the responses are a way to establish a personal connection.
Yes. So before we jump into our 5 and 5, a big shout out to our focus group renters for being so forthcoming and taking the time to share with us their stories, and that I think we all can learn from. Jen, who is 34 and lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota, has one final piece of advice.
The only advice I would suggest is just, this is a different example, but I recently purchased a car from a dealership, and a small dealership, and the person that I purchased the car from told me, he said, I know he says this to all of his customers. He told me, don't, before you speak negatively about me or, you know, write anything negative about me, always come to me first. Like, if you have a problem with this car after you buy it, don't just immediately go to the internet and write a bad review for my dealership. Come to me. Like, if something goes wrong that neither of us are anticipating, please come to me first. And that just made a ton of sense. And I said, yes, that's only fair.
I think many negative reviews are posted after residents have been unsuccessful in getting their problems resolved offline, or when they feel like their concerns are not taken seriously.
Yeah.
So to Jen's point, putting it out there to the resident, like, hey, come to me with any problems. Give me that opportunity to make things right before going online. It really is a great tip.
Yeah, agreed. And sometimes that's all it takes. You know, it's just saying, like, give me that chance to make things right instead of, you know, kind of venting online if it's that negative experience. So we actually asked one of the writers from our review response team to give us her best tip for responding to negative reviews. And here's what Christine had to say.
Well, I found it's important to maintain a positive tone throughout the response. Even if you feel the review is unfair, it's still best to put yourself in the reviewer's shoes and sympathize and apologize when appropriate. I recommend also moving the conversation offline so concerns can be investigated and addressed in person. This can really create a positive outcome to a negative experience. Ultimately, a short and sweet response that's authentic can go a long way in affecting your reputation in a positive way.
All right. Well, that is some great advice that she has for us. Now let's jump into our 5 and 5. We've got 5 action items for you in 5 minutes. And we'll start with number one. Just say no to copy and paste. No control C on your computer.
Control C, control V.
Right, exactly. So really want to try to stay away from that copy and paste. As we heard from our focus group renters, we kind of understand what they are, what their perception is when they see that copy and paste.
Yeah, and we had, remember Jennifer, like a couple years ago when we did our focus conference,
yes.
One of the big things was we were going to help, or anyone who attended was going to walk away with 100
right.
ready to go review responses.
Yep, it was like their go-to. You can use these,
have a bank of responses. At the time, it made good sense because, you know, where do you start? And, you know, you just want to make sure you have a response out there. But over time, renters are saying that's a no-no. You know, stay away from that. Be thoughtful. Get to the point. Show action. You know, that kind of stuff. Number two, avoid ambiguous verbiage. So you have to be clear so that the reader doesn't assume. If your go-to phrase is contact the office, that's going to leave someone, you know, kind of open to, well, what happened next? You know, or they probably don't want to address any issues online. And we do want you to take the conversation offline, as Christine mentioned, but there's a way to do it where it doesn't look like you're hiding something.
Yeah, I was just going to say hiding, kind of not wanting to address that. So that's definitely a great one. Number three, think action, not talking points. So especially for negative, we really want to have in our response some action, things that you guys on the management side team are actually going to do to help resolve or address what the review is about.
Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, really important for the negative reviews.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. We don't want to kind of brush over or kind of just, I'd say, kind of pull the wool over their eyes kind of thing. So.
Yep. Number four, be original. Use your community's voice. If anyone were to go to your website, we talked about this in one of our previous episodes. You know, what is that feeling that they would get if they went to your website about who you are? What kind of personality is being conveyed online? The same thing should come through in your responses. Really, a response to me is nothing but how you would respond in person if that compliment or that complaint was told to you verbally. You know, how would you respond? It's the exact same way, you're just typing it in to the computer.
Absolutely. Yep, for sure. And number five, 24 hours max. So time is of the essence. So again, thinking about what you just said, Leah, is as if they're right in front of you. So it's not like they'd come to you and say, you know, here's my comment, you know, positive or negative. And you'd be like, sure, I'll get back to you in 3 days.
Right.
You want to make sure that there is some time. Time is of the essence here, and you are responding, you know, within you know, that 24-hour max.
That's such a great example. Like, I really love living here. It's like, oh, I'll get back to you in 3 days.
Right, exactly. So we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that we are addressing, you know, those reviews in a very timely fashion. So think again as if they're standing in front of you and how you would treat it that way.
Absolutely. And have that personality, you know, have that personality, whether it's empathy, if it's a negative review, or it's showing gratitude if it's a positive review. But, you know, put some a person behind the words. And I think that's something we heard some of our focus group participants talk about.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you say that, I feel like what I'm hearing and making sure we remember is that prospects can understand and get a sense of the community, not just from the review, but from the response. And
yeah.
So they may be making their decision whether they want to live there or not, really from that response and how they would be treated or what's it like to live there in that community voice.
Yeah,
so
if the management team even pays attention.
Right. Because that might say to them, if I move in, am I going to be paid attention to as a resident? So there's definitely value in the review and the response.
Yes, and responding to your reviews is going to have a major impact on your Epic Index.
Yes, for sure.
If you're looking to raise that index from a C to an A, one of the ways you can do that is by responding to your reviews.
That's right.
Timely.
Timely, yes. Time is of the essence, for sure.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our Responses Gone Wrong episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you join us in the future.
You never know who will be joining us in the blue chair. Click the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss a show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair with Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter, the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfacts. Educators, not data collectors.